Good morning. Yeah, 10 something, 9 something, 10:05 on January Saturday the 6th, Sunday the 6th. Yesterday was Saturday. Today is Sunday the 6th, and I've been in the habit of taking Sunday off, but yesterday was my family day, I guess. It wasn't really a fun day, but it was a day that was taken up pretty much all day by family. So, between grocery store runs and household chores and trying not to be an ass, the day got pretty well eaten long before I got out for a walk. So, I said I was going to get out early today, and I didn't, because I got tied up on my computer, was busy, and not really accomplishing anything, but busy, nevertheless. So I'm out now. I came out a while back, 17 minutes, 18 minutes ago, actually, according to Endomondo, that just told me I had done 17 minutes and 10 seconds on the first mile. And I was cranking right along. I worked up a sweat in the first mile. And it's cold out. It's like 20 degrees. So it's really quite cold. But Pandora dished up some moving tunes for me this morning, and I got going really well. Despite the fact that I had to stop, wait for traffic so I could cross the street to the cleared sidewalk. Now, I got a citation. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I got cited by the city for not having my sidewalks cleared. And by the time I found the citation, my 24-hour notice had already expired. But when I went out to clear the walks were clear. I'm assuming that they're clear because the sun melted them, because it was almost 40 degrees that day. Now, it could be that the city managed to get somebody out there to clean the walk in less than 24 hours, in which case I owe the city some money. Oh, well. So, 6th. Today's the 6th. It's Sunday. It's quiet Sunday. I'm still going to have to make another grocery store run today, but that's okay. I'm also going to make chicken curry tonight, I think. I got all the fixins yesterday. I'm in the mood for some chicken curry. So that's about it. I'm not thinking very much today. I'm not thinking about anything today. Tomorrow morning is 8 a.m. I go back for my therapy. I've been out for 2 weeks there because of the holidays. About 8 a.m. tomorrow, I'll be on the couch. Quite literally, since she uses a couch. Oh, it's just turned south, southeast actually. Sun is shining on me, it feels wonderful. So yeah, one of the songs was that Whoop Whoop song that I can never think of the name of, and I don't know that I ever know the name of. And then it was a dance remix, so it was a long take on it. It was quite a long take. And then they switched to a remix of Bad Romance, which always makes my feet move. But it was a very mashed up, mixed up remix of Bad Romance. And that was what got me over the last half mile, I think. So it was a real long mix. And I had to shut it off when I needed to record. So anyway, let's see if we can get today's recording out on time. At least relatively close to on time. Tara made a good point about I did a lot better when I went between 6 and 7 a.m. And you know, I think there's a lot to be said for that. Despite the fact that it's cold and it's dark, I think there's a lot to be said for going between 6 and 7. Now, I stopped doing that because of the kids. And what was happening was that I'd go for my walk, wake the kids up at 6 o'clock, go for my walk, and come home and find that they had gone back to sleep and had like 5 minutes before they had to be out the door, and then they were yelling and screaming and carrying on, and it wasn't a happy time. Or worse, they would leave a note on the door saying, "I'm sick, I'm not going to school today," which is altogether too easy. So I started hanging in until they got underway at 7. But usually by then I'm engaged in something, so it's 8 or 9 after my wife goes to work, before I get out the door. So I need to re-examine my daily schedule. I need to look at what I'm doing during the day, because I'm wasting a lot of time. Not wasting time. I'm spending time in ways that I would rather that I didn't. I don't think anything I'm doing is wasting time. Actually, that sounds odd, but I'm really working on new stories. I've got some really interesting stories. I think I've talked about Natalie Ruggieri before. She has a group of friends now. Zoya Yusoko, who's a wingman. And she's just met up with a freebooter named Virkel Condor. So I have a feeling we're going to hear from these people in some of my writing. We'll see. Wir werden sehen, as we say in the old country. So yeah, I probably would have blown off today too, but the internet went down, so I had to get off. I was watching more Sir Connor Anderson's videos. Roll a D6 is still right up there with one of my all-time favorite songs, let alone parody, but all-time favorite songs. It's just, it's really quite engaging for me for some reason. And then today, my wife came across a recording of Peter Hollins doing the Misty Mountains song from The Hobbit. And he does all the parts and mixes them together. Made a video of him singing all 9 parts. And it was enough to raise the hair on the back of your neck. The thing is, and my wife was talking about it, was how it got to her. And it got to me in the movie too, but I think one of the reasons is that there are so very few songs in that key. I suspect not the key, but as much as in that tonal range. Monkpo. So I'm not sure if it's the uniqueness of the tonal range, those low male voices that you don't hear very often, at least not here in the West. It puts me in mind of Russian choruses, but it's only stereotype. I don't really know that Russian choruses are heavy on the dark basses. But that was a striking song in the movie, and listening to Peter Hollins do it was striking as well. It was quite lovely, stirring. And say what you will about Tolkien, that was a nice touch. It seems to me that they had the song in The Hobbit. I'd have to go look it up to make sure. But I think the lyrics came from Tolkien. I'm not sure. Now that I've said it, I doubt myself, but that's pretty common for me. I'm just being in the morning, I guess. Walking along, sun on my face. There's nothing else exposed, so the only place the sun can be is on my face. It's cold enough that it's not warming the outer layer of my clothing, and I can feel it through the clothing. It's that cold. It's a lovely morning. An odd sound. Kind of a crumping sound, sort of reminded me of the firing range. Anyway, yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. she could share it with me. Well, other than audio-wise, it's quite lovely. My heartfelt sympathy goes out to Rob down in Down Underville. 100 degree days down there. If you're not used to 100 degree days, yeah, that's grim. It's midsummer down there, on the other side of the world. Oh, speaking of summer and seasons and etc., reminds me of Scott Roach left a really nice review of Tana Fairport Adventures. And I left a comment because one of the things that people don't really get is the astronomical significance of the holidays. And the fact that the holidays fall in particular in somewhat peculiar pattern on Tana's World of Corlay. And that's 13-month year. It's exactly enough days to fill the year. But with an elongated orbit. And the orbit is so elongated that it's enough to cause a seasonal shift. Because... no, that's not true, because otherwise it wouldn't be a solstice. Never mind. There is a solstice, so there has to be an axial tilt. Oh, yes, there is an axial tilt, but it is directly in line with the long axis of the orbit. That was it. So the two solstices occur closer together in the year and closer to midwinter. Equidistant, of course, from midsummer. Which in their hemisphere their northern hemisphere. Well, I suppose it could be the southern hemisphere. I didn't actually pay that much attention. Not too bad for the last mile. I slowed down, enjoying the day, talking with you. Need to have a little breath left for that. There was precious little while I was hiking along to the whoop whoop song. Yep, I just tangled my gloves up in this earbud, so that probably made a very loud noise, which I will try to chop down a little bit before I publish. Assuming I'm able to publish, assuming that the internet is back, because I am back. Hello, geese. I don't know if you can hear the geese or not. When we first moved here, listening to the geese was one of those things that just tickled me all the time. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I'll talk to you with any luck at all then.